What an amazing morning. I was thinking when it's family, even our mistakes are a lot of fun. You know, I'm seeing a sign. If somebody wants us to know that Jane Greco is going to be 80 today, well, a lot of us are 80. You know, did we ever expect to be this old? I guess we just thank God we made it this far. I don't know. This is my 80th year, too. You know what 80 is? It's a new beginning, girls. All of you girls and boys who are going to be 80, it's a new beginning for us, right? Isn't that the number 8? Anyway, I am so happy to see all of you this morning. This is so much fun. And I was thinking, you know, I was thinking of all the great privileges that I have in life, you know, along with everything God's done for us, is the privilege of greeting you. I'm going to get all teary-eyed. You have no idea the privilege it is to me to say good morning to all of you. And I was thinking this week, what a privilege it is to have the ministry that we have. We've had a big week this week. It doesn't look like it, but we get together on Saturday night and pray for every detail of this meeting. So you might want to join us Saturday nights wherever you live. You can see there's always plenty of details to pray for. But I was thinking beyond the great privilege of just getting to say good morning to you, all of you in the fire, all of you doing remarkable things in remarkable places. We have a ministry in the fire. And what a privilege that you and I have to get to walk under this ministry that we have. All of in the fire, all of us in the fire. But you know what? We're going to come out of this fire. We're going to come out on eagle's wings. And the privilege that we have in the fire is that we don't walk as Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. We get to walk as the fourth man while we're still here on the earth. Are we ever privileged? And I want to just say we were anticipating Bobby and Kathy this week. And Bobby called yesterday. And you know, they are such a beautiful marriage. They are such a picture of the marriage we are going to in heaven. They have one heart, and her heart is in the hospital right now. So guess where his heart is? So yesterday afternoon, I got a call from Bobby. Could I find somebody? And we knew John. Of course, you can't just call John. You have to talk to the chief of staff. You have to talk to Nancy when you talk to John and see what God is saying. And sure enough, you know, I told John to stop talking last week, to give us everything he had. So one of the things in our mission statement is to present to you all the present truth. Let me tell you, this is the most present truth we have ever given you. When I talked to the chief of staff, Nancy, yesterday, John was on the porch getting the present truth for us for today. And I talked to David McCord, and he heard it already, and he said, we're going to get the present truth today. So what a privilege to have a ministry that has the present truth while they're walking in the fire. They're all in the fire. We've got beautiful Janet Myers with us today, walking in the fire. We have beautiful, beautiful Ella McCord closing up her mother's things with Mike, and David McCord taking care of Joe. We have Tony Cardenas and Joyce. What a beautiful testimony they are. And he's going to have help. She's going to have help. Our ministry is in the fire. And guess what? That's where the present truth is coming out of. So we are blessed to be together. I am blessed to say good morning to you. I am privileged to walk this way with you and greatly privileged to be under this ministry and to get to hear John and the Chief of Staff, Nancy, today. What a blessing. We love you all so much and welcome to Zoom.
Thank you so much, Vicki. Fernando, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to unmute and open us in prayer. But first of all, we're very happy to have Blueberry with us, including a guest appearance by Matthew and Bethany Giles, and it's just a delight. Don't miss this chance to worship the Lord. We were working on their volume a little bit. Hopefully it's loud enough. If not, you know to just crank your speakers up a little bit, make up for it. But hopefully it'll be just right. And yes, we are here to worship the Lord first, foremost. We want to fulfill our ministry to Him lavishly, without reserve. Thank you, Lord. So, Fernando, I see you're unmuted. Go right ahead, sir. Thank you.
Oh Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for being at home again. Thank you for keeping us during the all this time that we were outside. Thank you for we feel your hand in every moment, in every situation. Thank you for your love again. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. And we wait for your word that everyone needs to for today, Lord. Amen.
Thank you so much, Fernando. Just right, just right. Blueberry, if you will kindly unmute, and we are ready to worship. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody, or afternoon, I guess, for most people, but we're excited to be here with you today. Happy birthday to Jane Greco. So we're all, we all love you. Matt and Bethany are here with us today, so we're very honored that they could be here. And we're going to start out with one of Matt's songs called With Arms Raised. I think you'll be really blessed if you haven't heard it yet. And thank you all. We do have a beautiful crew that won't get on the screen here, so you'll hear our beautiful family here. So thank you all. Bless you, and excited to worship together today.
You have called me from the world of darkness to escape the thoughts that lay my mind. There's a secret place of safety in the cleft of the rock. When I'm looking for the answers, I see you.
This is how we walk. This is how we walk. This is how. Oh, I will run after thee. Arms raised through My beloved children, hear the love of the Father. Surrender your heart to me. Your identity is in me, my children. All that you have is in me. Open up your heart and let nothing be between me and thee. Surrender unto me, for I am your love. I am your strength. I am your hope. I am your mighty redemption. You are mine. You are mine. Surrender all to me, my children. You are mine.
For I've called you as a worshiping priesthood, says the Lord. I've called you as the lovers of God, as my delight, says the Lord. And I've equipped you for battle, and your weapons are not like the weapons of men. No, not at all, says the Lord. For your weapons are a meek and quiet spirit, says the Lord. Your weapons are a heart full of praise. Your weapons are the love of God. Your weapons are quietness and rest, says the Lord, and a spirit of supplication. For I have filled you with that which man cannot produce. I have filled you with that which devils cannot resist, says the Lord. And you will stand in my equipment. My armor, says the Lord, will cause you to stand. Therefore, heed my instruction in this hour, says the Lord, and fret not, fear not, says the Lord. Heed my instruction, for I will make you mighty in the battle. I will teach you to stand, says the Lord, and you will stand beside me as I bring forth my kingdom in this earth. For as surely as I live, says the Lord, the whole earth will be filled with the glory of God. I have not created a creation to abandon it, says the Lord, but I bring forth a mighty army to save my creation, says the Lord, and all will see the glory of God in my time. And in this hour, says the Lord, be quiet, be still, hear my voice, and let me equip you and cause you to stand in the world to come. Well, Blueberry, thank you so much. That was a delight. That was a living thing. I hope we were all able to get in on that. Oh, Lord, thank you. And now, Lord, Lord, we trust you to equip John to release the spirit of your word in all unction and authority, in all impartation, in the lifting of your people, in the undoing of the works of Satan. Lord, we are grateful, and we trust you for a hearing here, Lord. We come to you hungry, hungry for you, hungry for your purpose, Lord. We bless you. Thank you, Lord. Well, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. John, thank you so much for coming on in all the extremity of the way we've treated you these last few weeks. Bless you, sir. You're one to endure. If you would kindly unmute, and we just look to hear what the Lord has to say through you this morning.